85.
And it spelled everything right.
Siri do not fuck with me.
Bruh, my phone ghetto as hell.
I be like, call mama. Calling probation officer.
Hey.
Hell no, that is not who I want. Siri don't fuck with me, y'all. Why did? Thanks again.
I had to turn that shit off. Cause mine was ghetto. I ain't have Siri. I got Sharita on mine.
Call mother. Mo. Who the fuck is Mo?
Okay.
I don't know, man.
My Siri is a man, and he understands everything I say.
So your Siri name is serious?
A nigga said the nigga understand better.
He
I
do.
Thought he was being funny.
He really does.
Damn.
The woman doesn't understand.
Sergio.
Name.
Oh, are we live in this bitch yet? Hey, welcome to the 85 South Show. It's your man, Don Grizzle. That ain't my fucking name.
He was going to say Don King.
I was going to say Don Grizzle, but...
Oh.
Who the fuck is Don Grizzle?
I don't know. That's some shit you made up.
I know, man. Fuck it. You know who it is, then. It's a nigga who always making up names. It's Carlos. What's happening? Fly, you back.
Hey, man, I'm back.
Give my nigga the claps, man.
Give me some, Cat.
Give my nigga the claps right now. Sound man, drunk.
I am your...
Sound man, drunk as hell.
Mother-in-law's favorite son.
But hey, we done been in the top 10 every week.
For real?
With
are
this.
We top 10?
Man, we out here.
Fuck you mean.
I don't even know if we are.
All I do
that.
Is
that shit just sound
all
good.
All I can do is promote.
That's it.
They just be like, we doing numbers, y'all.
Check this out, bro. What? When we first started this shit.
Yes, what were we?
You was doing the other movie.
Yes, I was.
Now you doing the other movie.
Yeah, it's edited now.
Nigga, you the new Bobby Brown of these streets,
fuck you,
boy.
Man. My prerogative. Ain't no walking around with no draw, just like Bobby.
What
in
the
sweats,
hell?
In
what
sweats. I let that print show. It's Valentine's Day. You got to.
What the hell?
I let that print show, ladies.
You got to show the print for Valentine's Day?
Show the print.
Put the medium draws on today, fellas.
No, you got to put the small ones on.
Put the little ones on, man.
It cuff
make
it.
Your, hey,
it cuff it. I'm
be proud of your dick, man.
Cuff it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yo shit. Do what worked for you.
Don't do it for others.
Happy Valentine's Day. Guess who we got in here today, man? You ain't gonna believe this shit.
Who?
People don't believe me and you know real people in the real world.
What's, let them know. Let them know.
Man, this is my homegirl right here.
Your homegirl.
Man, she done made 13,866,000 new followers.
Who?
With her new weave line. Man, what a black woman that own her own weave. You
her
know
own,
she ballin'.
She
Shanika Adams is in here.
We here.
What's up?
Shanika.
What's up?
What is going on?
Everything under the sun.
I'm so glad you're here. I've been sending you rude messages for the
quick.
Longest.
I just got one question.
What?
Where do you find all this hair?
India.
So it really do be bitches selling their hair.
Yeah, they go.
So you got a bitch right now with a red dot in the middle of her forehead that is selling.
Stop
hair.
That shit!
What?
Yeah,
you gonna
they
get us shot.
No, they sacrifice their hair because they believe that, you know, it does them some good.
That's
basically.
What's up.
So it's a part of their religion.
So
that they
you
sacrifice
telling me
their hair.
You found 100 women to volunteer?
How did you
there's
come up with that number? Just 100.
I'm just saying.
There's a billion people
just
over
for her
there
company.
Alone.
She found
all
100.
Lies, I'm all
hey, so you found 100 people to volunteer your hair? They have.
Yeah.
And you sell it.
Absolutely.
They trust
I'm
you.
I'm going in business with you.
Yeah.
They trust
that's
you.
A joke.
Well, see, the Chinese people had the plug for the long time.
Hold up. Before and you break down the game, because I know it's a lot of sisters listening, like, bitch, I need my own weed, too. How
it's
you do that?
Chemical.
Look, break it down. Break it down for the hood right quick, how you made your transition, a.k.a. the come up in the hair game.
And why?
What was the inspiration for your own hairline?
The money, of course.
Of course.
I mean, what else? But, I mean, I was making other people money, so I was like, you know, fuck it. Why not do my own thing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it by myself. I don't want to be one of them people that's like, oh, you know, because I turned 5,000.
You better give your award speech. You better say thank you.
No, I got to.
Tell everybody thank you.
I got to give props to the people that helped me get here because I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God. And the people that helped me because I didn't do it by myself.
That's what's
so
up.
Do you use your own product?
Absolutely, I'm wearing it right now.
Okay,
I was doing a little research. The weave been jumping out the gym since day one.
What?
Look, I study. Look, tell me
I know
if I'm
people
right.
Who just steal.
The weave doing
supply.
Good. The hair doing good.
Yes, it does.
But
yeah.
It's this the closure.
The closure.
The closure. That's the new crack
yeah,
that you selling.
I have on one now.
What is that?
I wouldn't have never knew.
It can lift up.
Bruh, she got the convertible wig on.
She got a wave cap on. It's a weed wave cap.
Yeah, it can come off. I take this whole thing off at night and I put it back on in the
morning. So if your
man would have been hitting you
since the day of Valentine's Day, and your man would have been hitting you from the back and with a grip. See, I'm a man that likes scalp. And I would have grabbed his scalp and, because I'm the type of man to grab my bitch head, pull it back.
Do the noise again. Do the noise.
See,
one more time.
That's when it's in there. You know what I'm saying? The extra inch and a half, that's when it get in there.
Inch and a half.
And you telling me, if I would have pulled that weave wave cap off, I would have just kept it in my hand and rodeoed that motherfucker.
Yeah, it comes right off.
Damn.
That was so dope.
Do it like, is it tight?
Don't do
it's
that
tight.
Again. That I'm too happy.
Do it again.
Y'all crazy.
Hey, man, that's hilarious.
She got another wave cap under it.
Bruh. I have on two wave caps, actually.
Bruh, do you know why that's funny to me?
I do.
Because I know it's some chick somewhere. They ain't even going to have the hairstyle. She just going to have that little part.
That's it. Like, literally, it takes me 2 seconds to get ready.
But you got to find the skin. Because your split is perfect, and it matches your skin. So we thinking it's your scalp.
It's a process. No.
But it ain't.
I have on a stocking cap, and then it's my hair, and then I just lay it down, and it hurts, you know, like it looks.
She got a white stocking cap on.
I don't know why.
To match her skin tone.
I just keep seeing the bald head chick with the
looking like
blinds. It's going to look stop.
Listen to me.
Give me a water.
That was beautiful.
I mean, my boyfriend was he almost passed out when I first took it off.
Hey, man.
But I will have too.
You know, we met and he was like, damn. And then I got home and I took off the wig and he like.
You got to warn niggas. You got to say, babe, this shit finna get real.
Like, how did you do it? Did you surprise attack?
No, like,
or did you just lay down and try to act like.
I was like, shit, my head hurt, and I just took it off.
For real? You ain't trying to prep him or nothing. See, that's... Hey.
You got the warning.
You have to accept me as I am.
Y'all better stop getting so damn comfortable, man.
But have you ever, like, hid shit up under that shit, like money? Yeah. Say for your landlord, huh? Like,
I hid blunts under here before to go in the club.
Wow.
And what
shout out to all the ladies. Shout out to all the ladies that will hide a blunt in her weave.
I did.
For her man.
I'm not gonna lie.
And what you do when you went to the bathroom and took it out?
Yeah, I just took the wig off and took the blunts from under there and went back in the party.
If I ever hit a bitch head.
Because they're not going to pat. They're not going to pat.
If I ever hit a bitch head again, I know it ain't braids.
Ran off on the plug twice.
Exactly. See, look.
Nigga be like, bitch, I know I had a 3.5 in here. Where is that? Nigga be starting checking their whole head. Come here.
Hey.
Come here.
Hey, man. Now you got to start checking their weave before they leave the crib.
Oh, man. She's going to be like, that's a cornrow.
That ain't
going to be one to pat down here.
That ain't no cornrow. That's a 3.5. Yeah.
Bruh, we just went into so much game right then.
Oh, man.
That's a whole nother. I never knew that they were sneaking stuff in their hair.
Now you know Shanika
Adams.
Well,
they not, but I probably am the first person to do
Shanika.
It.
Oh, no, you ain't the first.
Probably not.
You just told the truth.
Are you gonna venture off and start selling some of those new male hairlines, too?
I actually do have men that have purchased hair pieces from me.
I ain't said nothing. I'm talking about...
We ain't say about them.
Like, have you seen, like, them new LeBron James, Jamie Foxx hairlines? They got brand new hairlines every time you see them. Like, are you going
to... No, I think that's surgery. Oh. That's hair plant surgery.
You know
surgery.
What y'all have? Y'all remember we used to go skating. They used to have them little skate covers. I swear that would remind me.
Do it one more time.
Can you look into our camera and show them?
No, uh-uh.
And show them.
You ain't gonna show
how this shit. This shit. This, did we selling your product? We haven't even seen it.
This show them. Look, the new don't closure from the Shanika Adams collection.
I hate y'all. No, but wigs are good for people that suffer from hair loss and everything like that. And I do suffer from hair loss, alopecia. So. I wear wigs to cover.
What is that? What is alopecia?
Alopecia is when you lose your hair and it doesn't grow back in the same spot.
Oh.
So, but how do you get alopecia?
I mean, it's just a thing that people get. It's
I know
really...
some individuals with alopecia.
You stupid.
Well, not everybody don't have alopecia. Some
people
of them
just
bald head.
Your mama put the rubber bands on too tight.
So, yeah. A lot of women do suffer from it. So.
You stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Do you see why I can't take this nigga nowhere?
Yeah.
My niece got alopecia.
You stupid. Your little niece named alopecia. Stop that shit. Why you playing? Fuck you mean?
No, I'm not. Get what? I'm proud of you, baby, and I'm glad that you found a way to get you some money. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And build yourself confidence back up. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's dope as hell.
Y'all still laughing about
bro, that shit is too funny, man. We've shout out to all the ladies out there who got their closure game together.
Absolutely.
Then shout out to the ladies out there who need their hair done.
And if you do, that's just what we come do here, Shanika. We give Adams people collection.
What's drop it one more time?
SAdamsCollection.com.
Hell yeah, that's what we do here.
They still laughing about this.
Look, they dying. They are dying. We did. I'm telling you, we did not know shit about closure.
Y'all didn't know
this.
This was the realest shit I have ever heard.
This the realest shit
y'all
ever.
Y'all never seen. Really?
That's why we brought you here, because you always keep it real.
Do you know how many of these I sell a week? Are you kidding me?
Give us a guesstimation.
Hundreds. At $120 a piece.
Guess how many you going to sell after this podcast come out?
A thousand.
One more?
Thousand.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
We're going to make sure of it.
But I was saying, on
this
show.
I'm going to buy three.
You know what people been sending me the feedback on, Fly?
Alopecia. Huh?
They love when we give the shout outs, the random shout outs, man. Drop some shout outs right now.
First of all, I'm going to give a shout out to my little niece who got alopecia.
Shout out to DC Young Fly niece.
I can't.
That's it. It's Valentine's Day. Okay.
Shanika, give some random shout outs.
I want to shout out to my Uncle Earl. He got gout.
Oh, shit.
But he all right now, though.
Oh, okay.
You in my prayers. I love you.
That's what's up. So, Shanika, I made a promise to all the dudes that I know on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tired of you ignoring us. We know you got your little boyfriend, but that ain't going to stop us from making you promises.
Is he smart? Is he like one Hold of those nerd ass?
Because I told all the thirsty niggas I was going to tell them. Look, just because you got a boyfriend, that is not going to stop us from leaving thirsty ass comments on your pictures.
Definitely not. Pull up on Instagram.
Bro, you been fine since you was, man.
I got to see. Do she be in
been a fan since before she even met this nigga?
No, I'm more professional now. I have a business.
I know.
Can't be on naked all day.
Why this nigga selfish, though?
Who?
Your boyfriend.
He's not selfish. He's really not.
Oh.
Carla, why the hell your nail glossy is
that? Because I got the bitches done.
Oh.
I had an audition. I had an audition, man. Bro, you
gloss.
Can't go in the audition with your hands
oh, okay,
up.
I feel it.
Just thinking, I got to shave his back when I get back home, too.
You going to shave your nigga back?
Yeah.
You going to hit him balls,
go
too?
With Goliath.
Yeah.
You shave your man balls?
Gargoyle.
Yeah.
He going to have to marry you.
Hey, I ain't even going to lie, though. What? You know them hairs, like, right up under the balls.
Them the hardest to get.
Them motherfuckers dirty, J. Cole.
But they the hardest to get.
He ain't ever just look at him like, damn, look at that brown shit.
You still...
I'm not.
Bruh, you got mud flaps.
Bruh, it don't matter how much you clean them, bitch. That dirt from years, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you...
You know what that's called? That's the struggle.
I be in the room with that stretching that shit, trying to scrape it. That shit ain't coming out. What the fuck is that?
You see what I had to deal with? Hey, man, this the 85 South show. Ain't no fucking telling what you might hear.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day, ladies. Check that piece of hair up on there.
Shout out to all the ladies that shave their men's backs.
So, like I was saying, on behalf of all the thirsty niggas worldwide.
Did
sometimes you going to have to just take a
this
few.
Her?
That's her.
That's me. I'm all natural.
That's you, too.
That's her, too. She been like that, bro, since the first day she came out. But like I was saying,
y'all go ahead and talk.
One day,
scroll through her Instagram.
You need to take one day
she
and just respond
on her shit too.
To all the thirsty niggas who been it's leaving you comments all year round. I told him I would tell you, and you take that back to your boyfriend.
I'm glad you one of the women who taking up a bill. You know what? You got my respect for that, y'all.
His nigga is reading Instagram comments.
Yeah. Go ahead, y'all keep talking.
Oh, so speaking of Valentine's Day, why don't you get a fella some pointers
God damn.
Out there?
God,
Fly, you just gonna leave comments on the show?
Go ahead, do your thing. These are vocal comments.
Yeah, I know. Hold up, let me give you a minute.
This you?
That's her.
Yeah.
Damn. Shit.
Somebody put that song on there. I think it's a church song or something.
That ain't fake.
No, my body is 100% natural.
Can you please give the women to
speak on it? Let's speak on it.
Please give the women, because it's Valentine's Day. I know it's a couple niggas out there that hitting them brick asses. And sucking on them brick ass titties, all them fake ass titties. Can you please tell the women what to do to get a body like this?
A lot of cornbread and anal sex.
Anal, ho,
hands in the.
I'm just gonna be real.
Anal,
yeah.
Slow down. So, hey, Cat, hold up, stop. K, Cat, can we get some soft music? You got some real soft. Yeah. We need something. There you go. Turn that down a little bit. Set the mood.
Cornbread. Okay.
Turn it down a little bit. Hold on.
And
that's the recipe.
Man.
So look, everybody on this Netflix and chill shit. So what is this cornbread and anal sex talking about?
Well,
turn the love song off. I want to get gutter. You
got
no,
no
boosie over there.
Everything
give me that pussy.
Is real. My cousin, you know why I think my titties big for real? Let me
tell
just
us
put it out there. Because my stepsister told me that if I rubbed butter on my titties and ran around the table five times, they would grow. And
did they do it?
I did it.
Ladies,
y'all hear that? Get your butter on.
Ladies, what kind of butter was it?
Baby, you heard that? What'd you say? What you say?
You gotta rub butter on your boobs.
We gonna get some butter.
Run around the table five times.
We gonna do it 20 times. We gonna super fast.
That's how you. That's the code to unlocking titties.
What type of butter?
It don't matter.
We gonna get all the damn butter.
Was it parquet?
We gonna blow them titties up.
No,
what if it was
a
blow?
I can't believe it was not butter.
You know what? You know the butter that I use. You know, like at your grandmama's house when they have like that old
I wasn't done, nigga.
Oh, here you
thing
go.
Back in the refrigerator with the butter in it.
That's what
I
it
use.
Was. So
and,
she
the, and the brown.
She taking it in the ass. Fellas.
Wait a minute.
Shawna said she taking it in the ass.
Hold up.
That's how you get your ass. I just put it in the push. Get that thing fat.
I can't.
Take it in the ass.
So with this cornbread anal sex.
Yeah.
Does one have to make the cornbread or is...
And does one have to really put that shit in your ass?
Yeah,
you
I
can't
make
put
my
a finger.
Own cornbread.
You can't put a finger.
Any pointers you want to give the ladies on Valentine's Day for this? Some ladies going to hear this shit and want to try it.
She already
done
said it, Carlos.
But I'm
eat cornbread and get fucked in the ass.
Yeah, but it's not that simple.
Right. What else you got to do?
You know, you got to ease it.
That's why I was trying to ease into this, because I know I was just trying
to... Like, I didn't just
like I wanted everybody to just breathe and relax before I started. Because, you know, I ain't going to push. I'm going to let you push. You push back. I'm just going to stay here. I know the rules.
So that way, so you don't fuck in the ass before.
Just like your mixtape, you don't supply pressure. You just stay there.
You know what?
I ain't fucking in no ass, but I have.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong
with
it.
I'm in a new gang, though. I ain't fuck no ass.
I ain't like how you tried to flex, though.
When?
Because I did see you post that you in need a booty gang.
Oh, I was definitely. I'm part of E-Booty Gang.
Yeah, well, I was saying you were flexing, though. You know we keep it 100 on the 85 South
Baby,
Show.
Baby, didn't I just get down with that shit? I just got
down with that shit. You going to bring the booty with you?
I did. I brought the booty to work. That's what happened. When you eat the booty, you bring the booty to work.
So, bro, hold
no,
up.
It really follows you.
So, hold up,
the
bro.
The booty follows you.
You done ate ass, and now you going around like, I just ate ass. Come
hey,
here, tell him. This her right here.
Bro, because I was one of them niggas like, bro, I ain't doing that shit. It really wasn't like...
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it.
Go slow. Take your time. Set it up.
Fellas, it's not playing. It's kind of like you lay on the bed, you lift the legs back, you put your hands under that ass. You lift it up like a platter.
Yeah.
So you
that's when you smell that ranch dressing.
No, listen. You eat the pussy. Okay. And before you know it, you didn't even know that the booty and the pussy was
next
like
door neighbors.
A centimeter.
They next door
they ain't
neighbor.
Even next door neighbor. They roommates.
They live in a duplex.
They there. They in the, they always, she been in the house. You just ain't know. You thought it was a closet.
Hey, the pussy stay upstairs.
The pussy stay
the
upstairs.
The booty in the attic.
The booty is in the hallway. You just ain't know. You feel
bruh,
me?
They right there
so
together.
So before you know it, I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, shit, I'm here. I'm here now. Shit, ain't no turning back.
Right.
And when you realize what it do to them, you like, damn, I've been missing out the whole time.
Hell yeah. She'll give you a
out.
Spanish nickname if you eat a
listen
booty.
Listen to me, that shit spared me time because I got about 5 minutes of fucking me. So that just spared me a couple extra minutes.
Right.
So I'm good. My sex game done went up.
A whole 4 more minutes.
A whole 4 more minutes.
Nigga, you a 10-minute fucker.
Ten minute fucker.
Give my nigga the claps right now.
Give me the claps. Nah, I've been a 10-minute guy. I eat the pussy for 5. I'm a 15.
Nigga, how long should a nigga fuck on Valentine's Day?
She fucking
Day?
The ass for shit. She gonna say all night.
Valentine's Day is special, so.
You get the same shit like January 30th, bitch.
You gotta fuck for an hour because it's Valentine's Day?
Hour. Well, no, not just because it's Valentine's Day. For me, that's what I want.
How many nuts you bust?
Five
on Valentine's Day?
Five or more?
Mm-hmm.
So it take you at least 5. So it take your man an hour to give you 5.
No, it don't take him an
Bella,
hour.
How many nuts I make you buff? Like in the little 4 or 5 I give you.
She just shook her head. That's right.
Give me 12.
That's right. He did. Whatever you say, she gonna agree with. Didn't I make you nut 36 times? Yep, damn sure.
She get 12.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn how many listen. How many times that body shake. I be counting.
Counting, 12.
Yep.
That's what's up.
No.
That shit dope as hell. So look, DC what? Just started eating booty. Any pointers you want to give him?
Can't give me shit.
No, but I'm
eating the booty.
From a woman's perspective, it might be different.
Yeah, I got to learn. I done did my thing. I got a few points.
You out there?
I'm out there.
You just said, fuck it.
You feel me? I might be selling like 20 bags for 10 right now, but once I get my hustle on, I'm going to find out that they 20 bags. Right. And I'm going to be getting my money.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So when did you, Shanika, when did you understand that cornbread and anal sex was just the way to go? This is my last question about
No, we got one more question.
Ain't no way you could just say some shit like that and expect me not to say nothing.
After I woke up and I
what the fuck
in
you
the
mean
mirror.
Woke up? You was asleep?
No, I mean when I woke up and looked in the mirror and I was like, oh.
This working.
This is working.
That shit ain't working. It's just, you were skinny hair back in the day. You know, some people just sprout later. Getting fucked in the ass don't give you no fat ass.
Yes, it does.
Now you going to be having a whole round here with a fat ass asshole looking like an ant pile. And they ass flat as hell.
It spreads. Maybe they're just not getting hit right.
Okay, since it's Valentine's Day, what are the do's and don'ts to approach a woman?
Yeah, this is going to be good.
I just want to know.
Don'ts.
I just want to know.
Shit is hard as fuck.
I want to know.
For me, when a guy approaches me, the first thing...
She says, fuck me in the ass. That's what she that was she gonna tell
no, me. No, the first thing I look at is a guy's teeth and his shoes.
I'm an oral person, too. I look at
like,
his
I'm sorry, because it's
niggas
like,
with no shoes just lost hope. Like, fuck it.
No, I look at a guy's teeth and his shoes, and that tells a lot about a person, like if you care about yourself or not.
When I meet a woman, the first thing I look at is what condition are her titties in. That tell you everything you need to know about
what
a woman.
Kind of condition
if you meet a woman that's 24 with some saggy ass breasts, leave her alone because she irresponsible. She couldn't even take care of them titties.
I disagree with that.
I don't.
I disagree.
That's my gauge.
I mean, my boobs don't sit up to my chin.
I didn't
I
say nothing about
and they
sitting
don't
up to your
either,
chin. I know.
Because, like,
see, look, I was real good at geometry, so I know the natural slope of a titty. Like, if I see your titty beyond your natural slope, I gotta
but
take
you know,
points
But you know
off
what I hate them titties? You know how you might see a bitch with some big titties, but you know how you can, like, she got that bubble where it's not in the bra?
Right.
Like, some whole shit just sit. You be like, damn, you got some big-ass titties, but up here... It ain't even feeling the goddamn right. The top part of your bra. Shit just
yeah,
sit.
You ever seen them auntie titties? It looked like you got two packs of cigarettes and some shirt pockets. You ain't never seen. Am I the only one ever seen them?
They just sit.
You ain't never seen like sit. Them lunch lady titties?
Yeah. Them
lunch lady titty be huge. You tripping.
Yeah, I'm talking
all
about the little
food
titty
and
lunch
shit.
Lady.
No.
With the little gorilla nipple on
them. Yeah, the little, that nothing but the nipple.
Hey, speaking of titties, I was on Media Takeout the other day, right?
What happened?
Guess oh who I seen God. On that?
Who?
We got to talk about it.
Who, nigga?
Can we talk about it?
Let's
who?
Talk about it.
Shanika.
Let's talk about it.
Saw Shanika on there, man.
What
somebody leaked them nudes, man.
Let me see.
They stay leaking your nudes. Why don't you just send them to me, and
see.
I'll keep them safe
those
for you.
Those are the pull same pictures, though.
Pull them up, pull them up, pull them up, pull them up.
Pull them up, see them nudes.
Pull them up, pull them up, pull them up, pull them up. Let me see them nudes. Or you can just flash us right now.
Well, did you at least like them?
Yeah, I saved them. But I save a lot of nudes.
Let me
Shanika.
See the titties that everybody else saw on the net. We can see them in person. Yeah, they big. Yep, show them. I lied, so you might as well let me see them.
So listen.
What's up?
Like, how do you, like, at this point in time, you
who
I
leaked
know,
them?
Like, you, sometimes you just be like, ah, right, fuck it, whatever.
That's how I am now.
That's how you handle that shit now?
Yeah, like, who hasn't seen titties?
You got to figure out how to capitalize off this shit.
I just want to know, is your asshole big?
Stop. It was intact what? When I saw it. No, I didn't see the asshole. It was still...
Bro, I done seen hoe who get fucked in the ass.
No, my butthole is still tight.
Shout out
you
to all the
know,
ladies.
You don't know, you
no, because I go to, no, because you can go to the Jeju and you can sit on this little thing and it'll tighten your vagina and your butt.
Hey, wow. Ladies, I need y'all to go to the Jeju.
Hold up, man. Wait.
It will.
Shanika, I don't, what type, where do you find this shit?
I mean.
She be scrolling,
just,
excuse me.
I mean, where do you find the
are
time
you
in the day
buttholes?
To be like, I got to go get my ass tightened up, my lips waxed.
Excuse me, are you guys having an appointment so I can get my ass tightened?
Yeah, can you insert? I want my pussy to smell like the mountains of Colorado. What
actually, you can pick the flavor and smell that you want to like.
Bruh, they got a Jiffy Lube out
here. They gonna
for
be
the
mad. They gonna be mad when they get them real dick extenders.
That's what it is.
They gonna be mad. When they come out with some shit for fellas and them dick extenders. Oh. Nigga, Jack, I'm gonna have my shit just coming out my pants leg.
You stupid.
I don't want that. That's just, no.
I'm like, yeah, y'all hold these fake ass and titties. Look at this shit. I got a thunder stash.
I feel bad for all the fellas with big penises for Valentine's Day.
What do you want to say to the guys who leaked nudes and shit? Is there any message?
Yeah, I think it's whack. It's pretty whack.
But like, you had some fire ass news, though. You blessed
us. But that's why I'm not mad, because they was hot.
If I had them first, they would have never got out.
No, my ex-boyfriend did it because he's mad because I don't want him no more. Not my current ex-boyfriend, but an old one.
How do a nigga feel? Like, hey, yeah, the world finna see this shit. See them titties.
But then that's what I don't get. You licked the news, but then you the jealous nigga. You don't want nobody to talk to him, but you gonna slick the news.
It gonna make everybody say something.
Yeah, now everybody's like, oh yeah. So now you.
Let me see what they say. Let me see.
We're gonna pull them up.
I don't have no pictures in my phone.
Shit, they in here.
So what do you plan on doing?
Talk amongst yourself. I'll find them for you. For Valentine's. Keep the interview going.
What you plan on doing?
So I have something special planned for my boyfriend.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
He's never had a threesome.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. It ain't a real threesome if you don't eat the pussy though.
Okay,
you know that, right?
What else?
Yeah, I know.
Don't be in the threesome. Be in a fake threesome. Like, I sucked the titty. Happy birthday.
So I went and booked one of the Instagram models.
Oh shit, they selling pussy like that?
Yes.
How you know which one's selling pussy? Because I be trying to see which one's got the little
airplane. It's a secret code.
They're called
text me.
Text angels. They're pretty cool people. I ain't gonna say that.
Oh shit.
There you.
You ain't about to believe this shit.
What?
DC Young Fly.
But let her finish what she was talking about.
Okay. All right.
We gonna get that.
Okay.
Go
ahead. Finish.
You about to have
surprise.
A threesome.
So my boyfriend's never had a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I booked us an Instagram model.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and bought me some lingerie.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, boy.
And it's going down.
And it's going the fuck down.
It's going down.
That's what she doing like for her nigga.
I'm just a real husband.
I'm giving my girl the eye, y'all, because it's going to
fuck. And I don't even want to participate. Damn. I just want to watch, though.
Ooh, she don't even want to participate. She doesn't want to watch her man fuck the shit out of another bitch.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you doing that to her?
We're going
to
change the subject. We're going to keep it moving. The 85 South, baby. That's what we do.
85 South Show, man. This is, wow.
Y'all crazy.
But y'all don't do that.
I try to keep this.
Don't do that.
This program.
It'll keep your relationship
alive. Real.
Turn it up.
See, that's what happened.
There we go. Oh, shit. We back. 85 South Show. DC Young Fly.
Fuck you mean.
I mean, what the fuck?
The mean of the fuck mean.
Yeah, man. You a crazy ass nigga. Hey, we in here with Shanika Adams, a.k.a.
Assums.
Ass and cornbread. Shanika Assums.
Shanika Assums.
What's up?
Hey, Shanika.
What?
What's going on? Now everybody wants some cornbread in this bitch. We've been sitting here.
So what do you do if don't want to fuck you in the ass? Would you be like, oh.
She better hit me on Instagram and be like, this nigga tripping.
No, she's going to be like, oh. Like, why are you so angry?
No, see, you don't do anal sex.
Can you
hit
me in the ass?
Time.
I ain't in the mood for that shit today.
So you even have sex even when you on your period. Because the ass is just always available.
This nigga is retarded, man.
Babe, we still can have sex, look.
I'm not drinking water around this ignorant ass person, man.
Hey, what you stupid?
So, Shanika, tell us about, give us the whole rundown of this Valentine's Day surprise shit.
Okay, so,
like you said.
My man's never had a threesome before.
Never.
How old is he, first of all?
He's 44 years old.
That nigga deserve a threesome.
I'm gone. I'm going on the highway.
Get this man some claps. Get that man the claps.
Yeah, he's 44. I'm 26. And I'm his sugar mama. Don't get it twisted.
Damn.
Shout out to the boss bitch's wife and niggas.
Yep.
First of all, You 44. Am I on?
No, she 26.
Hello.
I'm 26.
Hello, knock, knock. Who's there? A 44-year-old and a 26-year-old.
Okay.
At the house.
Right.
And this 44-year-old ain't never had no threesome.
Ever.
He must be a deacon at the church.
Nigga.
Nah.
He 44. She go with Deacon Johnson.
Bruh.
Like, what's up, Deacon Johnson? He said, see Shanika at. You done fucked in the head, Deacon.
Why you stupid as hell, bro? Bro, you stupid. This nigga 44. You can't have no threesome with him, Shanika. That nigga had to take 2 days off work.
Hey,
what's wrong with you, Larry? Shit, fuck around with Shanika. Hurt my whole side. Slip on that bitch wrong.
That nigga chart gonna be filled.
What?
I'm like, damn, Deacon Johnson.
Oh, I like Sneak old
ass
men,
on the side
though.
Of the bed. Oh, babe, everything gonna be better.
Shanika out here killing these old niggas.
I love old men.
For real? Why? Yeah. You like old
they
balls?
They cut their check.
Because
no.
I have daddy issues, motherfucker. God
oh,
damn.
You don't got like
she
uncle
got a
issue.
Daddy.
Like,
she got a daddy
issues.
I have daddy issues.
Is you on the nigga life insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a killer in the building. We got a murderer.
I'm on everything. The housing,
in the,
building. The insurance, the bank account.
For real?
I'm on it all. Yeah.
So look, let's talk
some
shit. Let's talk some shit.
Fatal Attraction. If we see Shanika on Fatal Attraction, I'm telling y'all, yo.
Flat,
we said it
some,
first.
Let's talk some shit. Shanika, you know I be fucking yes. with you on the social media.
Everybody knows I like old men. That's my ex-boyfriend was 42.
Well, yeah.
You 26. Like, don't
I
you know these niggas almost
18,
dead? Don't you know these niggas almost dead? Like, you can't have no future with a nigga who about to die.
You ain't never been fucking
yes,
an old ass man and was like, this nigga been out here fucking hoes since records was out. You don't never
yeah,
think
like
about
to,
that type
I
of
like
shit.
To, I like to, I ask them about their sex stories.
You got
to
think about
hear
it.
About
you
it.
26 and he 44. So when you were born, it was a nigga 26.
That nigga was already
like,
fucking.
I'm going to fuck shit out of her when she get old.
Right. He was looking at you like, this is a pretty ass baby. What the fuck?
I'm telling you.
In 89, shit, I was born in 89. He was.
He graduated. They didn't graduate. He was in grad school. That nigga was in grad school with your ass.
Nigga was 31 then. Fuck you, mean.
With three children.
You ought to hear his stories from 89. Nigga, I had an IROC. I had just got home from a National Guard.
I was pimping.
I had a 2-bedroom and a pit bull puppy. I never forget her.
Are you in love with this nigga?
I am.
Bruh,
we are witnessing
up,
murder.
She let him.
I don't care what you say.
She
is on the life insurance, the bank account. She is gonna get this nigga
Flat.
Some antifreeze
to this shit,
and
though.
Kill this nigga.
You didn't hit. You don't.
No.
You got look
what?
On the fucking social media, right?
Yes.
She done posted a picture with this nigga and blurred this nigga
this
whole
nigga,
face out.
This nigga got an oxygen
tank. Ain't nothing but hands in this nigga picture. That's all you can see. This nigga hands. Nigga Man. Hands old as fuck. He got concrete under.
I
his
don't want nobody knowing about him.
Do y'all?
He's special.
Hey, ladies,
what
if you
want to
find Shanika's nigga,
die.
He the nigga with the concrete under his fingernail.
Of course, he's special.
He's a great guy.
That's what's up.
He's this nigga don't need. I bet you that nigga still mow the lawn, don't.
No.
With suspenders.
You stupid.
That nigga be in suspenders.
Look, you are not going to disrespect Mr. Fred on this show.
Hey, he the Cadillac, ain't he?
Okay.
Mr. Fred the Cadillac. You are not.
Look.
I
can't.
I should have never told you
Shanika
how old
got,
he was.
Shanika is
but
the
I live
girl
in my truth, so
who
whatever.
Stole my grandma's boyfriend.
Yeah.
First of all, Deacon Johnson.
Deacon
I'm
Johnson.
Even fucked up on Deacon
shout out
Johnson,
to them
44.
Old school niggas out here still spitting games.
No, shout out to the old heads that put you on your life insurance.
That's
though.
What's
That's
up, though.
Fuck. He's
hey,
a murderer.
Okay.
I don't care what you saying. She's
shout
waiting
out
for
to
him
y'all.
To die.
All right.
You
hold
in
up.
A relationship who's waiting for you to die.
I'm not waiting for him to die.
DC We're
Young
Fly.
We don't have kids and everything.
My girl is not. If he can have them, you better make sure that shit work.
It works. Trust.
Are you pregnant?
You're gonna
no,
get pregnant by
pregnant.
This old nigga. Your kid's gonna come out with some shit that they cured already. Your baby gonna have polio.
On the alopecia.
I can't. I'm done. I'm flat.
You should name your child Lapecia.
That's fucked up, man.
We named him.
Nigga, what's wrong with your baby? Why you? How the fuck your baby get smallpox? What the fuck? My baby got rickets. What the fuck is rickets?
Damn.
No,
okay, let me ask y'all, DC Young Fly.
I'm listening.
I am Shanika Adams.
I feel like we in the goddamn interrogation.
What room. Are some of the signs that you can tell that you in love?
When the motherfucker put you on their life insurance?
Yeah. Real shit. When she make the cornbread and put the rest of the butter around
in
her ass. Ran off on the plug twice.
twice.
I fucking hate y'all.
Literally.
For real?
What are some of the signs you can tell you in love? When she starts swallowing and you don't even ask her to. When she just come home and take her coat off, like, I feel like licking some balls today.
It's like a feeling you get. Like, I can't explain it.
Where does the feeling start? Put my hand where you feel it at.
I feel like you're in love when you just tell your bitch to shut up in front of her family members.
That's when you're
like, man,
love?
Shut the fuck up. But she just shut up.
But you know how
to. And her family member looking, and you looking at them like, I beat y'all ass. That when you in love.
Oh.
That is horrible.
Damn.
No, it's just a feeling, like a tingling feeling
in
my body.
Where is it? In your body?
That's called the
devil. But you know what? I just told him that I was in love with him last week.
Oh, that's what's up. Shout out to this man.
Okay, how long y'all been dating?
We've been dating for almost a year.
And he did not put you on his life. When he put you on the life insurance?
No, within 4 weeks.
That nigga is real.
And she love him a week ago.
Fly, tell me how the nigga put on the life insurance. What did he say when he did?
He wants me to be okay.
What did he say when he put on the life insurance, Fly?
He was like, come here, baby. Daddy got something to tell you. Now I'm going to pull out this envelope.
Look, what's in this envelope going to change your life forever?
Going to change your life. He slid it to it. He said, now listen here. You see that?
I can't. Yo, my stomach hurt. I can't laugh no more.
You see that?
Crazy.
Oh, this is yours. When it's all over, that's how they talk. When it's all over, oh, this is yours.
No, look here. When it's all said and done.
It's all over.
When the trumpet start playing.
Let me tell you something.
Yo.
Let me tell you something. Hey, bro, if I see you going to a wedding within 2 years, you did it.
Bro.
I'm going to just say that.
But how you sneak the life insurance paper up on your little young bitch? Yeah, we about to go and take this shit to the next level.
They was at Dave and Buster's. They was at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, baby, you bowl so good. Come here, let me show you something.
Let me show you what I got.
Look, I'm going to need your first and your middle name
you
if you want me to put you on this paperwork.
You see
now
this?
Write your birthday out phonetically. That means you got to spell it how it sounds.
You see this here? This right here, when it's all over.
Look, how you call your young bitch in the kitchen like, come here, I want to show you something you ain't never seen before. What's that?
Do y'all go
this
by nickname?
This is the deed to some property.
Yes. Yes. I call him daddy. And
you call him granddaddy.
No, I call him daddy.
Paul.
Listen here, child number three. This right here, when it's all over. That's how he gonna always say that, when it's all over. This is yours.
Ooh. I can't.
You look, got a nigga that's
my
older
old mama
than,
ain't even got this.
She got a nigga that's older than her mama.
Yeah, he is, actually.
I saw your her mama. Your mama fine than a motherfucker.
Her mama in the wheel.
Bro, I'm 32.
He said, look, I done erased everything and put you on it.
I'm 32. Her mama ain't but like 37, for real.
Your mama ain't.
My mama not 37.
God, my mama's Deacon
not 37.
Johnson for me.
Whatever. She just nigga, I did not know you liked old niggas.
What? My ex-boyfriend?
I didn't even really think you liked that nigga.
Her ex-boyfriend dead.
Why not?
I did not.
Why not?
Her ex-boyfriend dead.
Why didn't you think that I liked him?
I did not.
So what, you thought it was because of the money or something?
No, because I know you, and I know, like, you got money already. So I was just like, I don't know what the fuck.
That
maybe Deacon, he's a great person.
That Deacon Johnson.
But see, I know that nigga. He's a great fucking dude.
Who?
Yes, my ex-boyfriend.
Her ex. I ain't think she liked him, though. Cause y'all, this the one day I thought you ain't like him, right? Cause y'all went on a trip. It was you and Carucci. I was on the boat. The sun was all beautiful. You had on this black ass bikini and shit. And then the curves was looking good. You had cocoa butter on and the sunset. And then this nigga was sitting over there with just a t-shirt on and some titties.
I'm
like, nigga, you fucked the whole. That shit was like postcard perfect. And then this nigga over there with. And then you could tell it was titties. Cause you ever see like with a t-shirt and it tucked under the titties a little bit. I was like, bruh.
Damn.
Why you just won't let her be great, bro? Move out this. That move this way a little bit.
But he's the reason why I have my business, though.
Man, that nigga
I got love for him forever.
You should.
Oh, so when you get through sucking that wrinkled dick,
shut
you going to suck
up.
The other wrinkled dick.
Do you ever look down at these niggas' feet while you giving them head? And
she
like,
don't
oh,
care.
Shit. This nigga got feet like he diabetic.
She is paid. She is paid forever.
She forever got
she
bread.
She getting a check and she always know. That when it's all over, she
so
got
you
a
really you
anybody.
Prefer old niggas?
Yes.
So I've seen you. There's a few rappers on there. Rappers be sliding in them DMs and shit, and you skipping right over them niggas and going straight to the auto mechanics.
I mean, I'm sorry, regular dude with a 401k.
No, you want you in a large life dead dude with a 401k. With $1 million on his life.
Too bad too. Ain't no old
age
niggas.
Is nothing but a number. It's all about what's in the heart.
Let me tell you something. Shit. That nigga 6 years away from 50. And you 4 years away from 30.
Right.
Yeah, and we gonna
that
have
means
a great
you got
life.
20 more years to live. He right. has one.
Right. Just think, when you 50, that's this awful. Nigga gonna be 91.
And I'ma still be taking care of him.
You gonna yeah. wipe that nigga ass?
Nah, yeah. What it is, she getting a nigga that close to being a senior citizen.
Whatever shit, nigga. I don't believe
I'm
it.
I'm the best thing
union,
that's ever
you know,
happened
I know about
him.
All them old folks.
Our
folk
older
old.
Guys want a younger girl. Let me tell
you
something. No old ass
you couldn't
shit.
Be gone with my daddy. We both would have been fucking y'all. You feel what I'm saying?
Bruh, that means...
And look,
that,
Pop. My, that I'm watching
that,
this bitch. She trying to kill you.
If I was the... Look.
What?
That means... Like, say I'm your dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You at 44. This age right now. That means my girlfriend is like 6 right now.
Real chick.
That's fucked up. That's,
I told you when she was born, the nigga was in the baby room. Like, I'm a
that's
shit out of
it ain't disgusting when you when do it. Old. Hey, somebody not, Google. What do they call women
adult.
That fuck
like,
old women? Old men. What do they call those women
gold
that fuck
digger.
Old men?
But I'm gold not a gold digger because digger. I have my own money and I don't need his money.
She
you're on his
that,
life
though.
Insurance gold.
Of course.
Digger.
He got to make sure me and the kids are straight.
What's, what kids? Bitch, ain't no kids. Gold digger.
Shanika, do you have any advice for the side chicks on Valentine's Day?
Find a man and get on their life insurance.
Bitch is no, murderer. It's just going to be a sad day for you all.
It's going to be a sad day for Deacon Johnson when he find out you done killed his ass with antifreeze.
Fly, you got any advice for the no. side chicks on...
Find why would you want to be a side insurance? Chick, though, for real? Like,
why not?
Why?
Do you not think you... And I would be so happy if that life insurance fake.
Bro,
it's
you
not
can't,
fake.
You
true.
Can't
how
have...
How you know? You done went up on it.
You can't
check up on it.
I know it's not fake.
Did you check up on
it's
it?
It's not fake.
Did you find the policy number and
I
call
I was
them?
There when we signed the paper together.
See what I'm saying? You
we
and the
long.
Lawyer ain't shit. Because if I'd have been that lawyer, I'd be like, Deacon Jones, I need you to come talk to me by yourself. Fuck that bullshit. I don't know this young
Fly.
Woman.
Fly.
No, Deacon Johnson, no. Listen.
What church is
you
he
gonna
Deacon
have to fire
at?
Me, Deacon Johnson. I will not allow you to let this bitch sign this shit.
Ebenezer Baptist Church.
What church is he a Deacon at?
Ebenezer.
This nigga go to a house church. The church that used to be a house.
Nigga be at AutoZone bragging. Yeah, you know, I'm with Shaniqua.
See y'all on Instagram.
Yeah, Shaniqua Adams.
You know,
yeah,
you know the one that make them wigs.
Yeah, she got them wigs.
You know the girl with the picture.
Yeah, the girl who got the eyebrows that come off. You know her?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she fucked with a nigga. She fucked with a nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking with her later on.
She on my life. Look, I'm on hugs.
I'm going to put this alternator in, and then I'm going to check that transmission fluid. Then I'm going to get up with Shaniqua. I see you niggas later on.
Did you put him on your life insurance?
No.
Oh. Look how she
like,
is
no.
Your no, not like that. I didn't mean it like
is your mom still
why
single?
Would he? Like, your life insurance yes, probably like 100K.
Hook me up. Hook
if
me
that.
Up.
No. Life isn't that damn important. Probably like
it
20
is.
G's.
No, it's more than that. No.
Look, like 40?
No, it's more than that.
70.
We really gonna discuss insurance premiums.
I can't.
Shout out to everybody with life insurance.
Exactly.
Your worst Valentine's Day. A nigga under 30.
I should have never told y'all.
You stupid,
was.
Bro.
I don't I'm care. Everybody knows.
She is a murderer.
Hold on, Flap.
You don't hold off on murderers. You give them the business. I promise you're going to have a life sentence in
I'm
between 3 years.
I'm the best thing that's happening to him.
I'm
going to
see
her
ass on the news.
To all the chicks that's listening to the show, where's
breaking
the best
news.
Place to meet old niggas?
Bible study.
Yeah, turn to your
church is a good place.
Turn
to
the turn to your the books of Lord have mercy. Look who just God is good all the time.
How she come up to him? Look, fuck them choir robes. What's up with that dick?
young lady, don't talk like that in the church. If you want some penis, you got to see me outside.
We gonna collect the offering for all the fellas who trying to get in Shaniqua.
Shaniqua, that man is outside for you, Shaniqua.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine.
Cat, you ain't shit.
Cat, your ass no, ain't shit. Listen.
Shanika, what was your worst Valentine's Day experience?
I just want to know what the funeral song was going to be.
You stupid.
My worst Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tell it.
Couldn't find a skillet to make no cornbread.
He said no.
No.
I would not fuck you in the ass.
My worst Valentine's Day. I hadn't had a bad like a Valentine's Day, though.
You never had one?
No.
See, you lucky, man. You lucky. You pretty. You had big titties in the book. What? Shout out to the ugly hoes who done had one Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? You ain't used
I
to shit.
It.
No, Shaniqua.
It's
much
not,
love
it's
to all the girls
the
who
me,
still
though.
Wear the little ponytail on the side.
No, shout out to the bitch who got that ponytail at the top.
No.
Much love to all the ladies who got random hair on their pussy. It looked like the barbershop floor.
Listen. No,
what about
though?
The bitch who got hair around their titty, like the nipple? I hate this.
Hey, nigga, one time I was fucking this fine-ass girl. She had a long hair on her nip. I just sucked the titty and bit it off because I cared. I just bit the hair. Nasty
yeah,
nigga.
I
knew she knew because she looked at the titty and it was gone. I was like, bitch, say something. I'm the nasty one. I bit it off.
I cannot. No, but listen, though, for real, on Valentine's Day, for me, it's not about the gift and how big it is and how much it costs.
How big it
is. It's about the thought.
So what?
The
what,
thought
what's
of
the
it.
Thought? What is the
okay,
thought?
Okay, like, I'm going to tell you something thoughtful.
Bitch, you thought I was going to get you something?
No. Like, I'm going to tell you something thoughtful, like, for Christmas. Like,
we talking about Valentine's Day.
Okay. Well, we haven't had a Valentine's Day. I'm just going to, because I know he's going to do something special, so I'm not worried.
You sure?
And what if he don't? I just want to know, what if he don't? What if he's like,
and
man,
if he don't?
I'm a life insurance. Nah, damn. Wait, what else?
Bitch, I'm looking out for your future.
I'm looking out for your future.
You want gifts right now
you
or
want
in
shit.
The future?
Nah.
No.
So what going
he's
on?
It's just. No. Well, see, he listens to, like, the things that I say. Like, I never had a mink coat, right? So I wanted
shit, me either.
And so he bought me one. But I said that, like, a year ago.
He
and
just
he
saved up enough to get it. This nigga smart.
This nigga went.
You don't buy your girl shit right when she wanted
you
it. You buy her shit when she forgot about it.
I'm going to tell you
remember that mink coat?
A
told
kid.
You. Who made it happen?
He went in his life insurance. No, I'm going to tell you what he's doing. She thought that he's spending money on her. No, he's spending that life insurance money.
No, he not.
He going to the life insurance money and spending the money.
Everything
when
he buy is coming out the policy.
Okay, coming out the policy. So when he dies, he's going to be like,
$150.
Okay, I'm going to
show you what he
looks like. What the fuck is $150?
She going to owe him money when he
Cause you talking about
she
him like
to pay
he's
for the
so period. Old. He's not old.
You act like you gonna show us a nigga with a young face and old feet, and it's gonna change our minds.
That nigga is old, B.
Old he's nigga. Not.
Yo, son, he's like 3 years away from being a senior citizen. Son.
No, he's not.
Listen, yo, boyfriend is in the union.
That shit is
old. Old niggas are the only one that's in unions.
Thank you for telling. Thank
that's
you,
old
nigga
shit.
Thank you for telling
whatever.
Us.
Whatever. I'm in love.
I'm scared to even get
me.
A life bruh, insurance. A bitch might sneak up there and put her name on.
After hearing that, I'm just about to chill for 12 years. Just wait for my
right.
bitch to get out of high school.
I mean, now I'm finna start asking bitches. I'm finna start asking bitches, look, you ain't with me for my life insurance. For
damn,
real,
why she want to stick me for my papers?
I ain't got no pictures of us in this phone.
I know, because that nigga old don't show up on no iPhone camera.
What you mean?
It just be a shirt.
So yeah. what old niggas like get you on Valentine's Day? Like, what are the gifts besides
yo,
niggas?
Some old niggas?
We talking about old niggas.
I mean,
like candles.
Like I said, it ain't even about the gift.
Teeth?
It's just
she
about.
Just, she said she just like to be thought about.
Just to let me know that you're thinking about me. I'm cool. Like, it don't have to be
no,
nothing.
No, you ain't cool.
Yes, it is. Like, it really don't have to be nothing crazy. Like, I'm not even.
Yes, it is. You don't really? Need life insurance. That's crazy.
Life insurance, bro.
That's the best
out of
gift.
All
I'm
the
good.
Shit
I
done
that
heard
is
of.
Crazy. I'm all fun. My sister is not even on her baby daddy insurance. I don't even think
that's
my mama was
listen.
Ever on my damn daddy insurance.
Hold up. This is the perfect time to give a shout out to all the bitches still using that Peach Care.
Yes. Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, the Peach Care. That ain't the Obamacare. That's the shit you use when you're a single mama. Y'all need to get in these streets, get more active in the community.
Well, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, so I never.
You got Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Yeah.
Well,
did you just insured?
Huh?
You just insured?
Yeah, all the way around.
You have to be.
So you got that bitch got insurance for her arms. If I ever lose my arms, I got insurance to get.
No, you want to know what's crazy? Because like. You have to be, because I got sick. And
what?
I had.
What were you doing?
No, I had surgery.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened?
I had to get my right ovary removed.
Damn. I was going to. I couldn't suck
that
out.
It was probably a sign.
No, it wasn't. No, I got sick, but just think, my hospital bill was like $45,000.
Then that nigga showed up with the papers like, bitch, I got you.
No. No, for real, though. It's like, it's important.
So you told yourself this shit never happened again.
I'm good.
Hey, play the claps for Shanika left over ready.
It's the right one.
She got the other one took out. It's not just the left one.
Oh, okay.
I understand. No, my sister would do the same
thing. But I'm just saying, it's important to stay in
shape. She ain't on her baby daddy.
Yeah. You got to have that.
I'm glad you're back.
You never know what will happen.
I'm glad you're back. If you need the other one sucked out, I'll do it for you.
That means she ain't gonna be able to live. She need ovaries.
No, she don't need an ovaries.
You can live without ovaries.
You can live without ovaries.
You just can't have kids.
I know.
You can't live without that life insurance.
You can't live without that life insurance.
Nah, you can't live without that shit.
What y'all getting y'all girlfriends for Valentine's Day?
The dick.
I ain't got no girlfriend, so I'm gonna
have to. Dick and the booty lick.
I'm gonna have to wait. I'll probably get some pussy about February 16th. Yeah, she gonna wait about 2 days.
I'm gonna fuck into it.
I ain't gonna 13th. Get. I'm not gonna get no.
12 o'clock here, I'm like, have a better time.
I'm not gonna get no. I love you, pussy. I'm gonna get some revenge, pussy. Oh, that's what it is. Watch me fuck Carlos. That's what's gonna end up.
True.
I'm gonna be the revenge fuck
that
for somebody.
Is absolutely horrible.
I'm gonna keep an eye on your ass though, Shanika.
Why?
You should.
Because I know you're gonna be on the news. Soon.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm not.
Do you got any new news that's coming out?
What?
I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see. Out. You know, no. I got that Xfinity.
You know your news be dropping like mixtapes? Oh, Shanika got some new
pictures.
I'm gonna roast the shit out of her ass.
That's what I'm saying. I wanna see them new titties. I ain't seen them titties in about 3 years.
Let me tell you something. I got
that
new
titties. What them 2016 titties talking about? You got a better phone and all that.
Listen to me, Shanika.
I can't wait.
I got that cable where I can pause it now. If I see your ass on the news, I'm gonna pause that shit. I'm gonna tell you, bring that ass here, boy. And RIP. To your goddamn husband.
Because
I know what time it is.
I'm not.
Shout out to
Found Dead. That nigga ain't found dead.
Shout out to all the old niggas who go jogging every morning and still old. Just old nigga. You can't
reverse that. So you fuck him or you jack him off? Because I know old niggas, they just like being touched.
No, he's very, very sexually active.
They don't want to fuck. They just touch me right there.
No, he be wearing me, y'all. I be like, God
just baby girl, just get naked.
Look at my face.
That's true.
He be what?
No, he wears me out. No, I'm not. He
you
does.
Say anything since you're on the live and
hold
shit.
Up, Flack.
Ooh, big daddy.
Wait.
You is killing this pussy. Ooh, I'm tired.
Flack, you got to keep in mind, this nigga been doing the same stroke for 30 years.
That's
he,
what
he
I'm
might
trying to
be, he might be killing this pussy.
He's killing himself.
Y'all, it's crazy.
He's killing himself.
This nigga been in the game for 44 years.
He busts, he's taking away
lifespan. This nigga's stroke is on a 9
well,
on
day,
the attributes.
Y'all are going to be 44 years old.
Yeah. One day
and my bitch going to be 43.
You damn right.
My bitch gonna be 43.
Right.
That's for you. I like old men. So.
You're right, Shanika.
When I get look,
Shanika,
I
make a promise to you. When I'm 44, I'm gonna be established in life, and I'm gonna have a young bitch on my insurance too. I promise you that.
Do he fuck you with a pistol in his hand?
God damn, Fly. What you come up with this?
Cause
shit?
I don't trust him. I fuck her with a pistol in my hand.
Oh my
she
God.
Trying to kill me?
No.
Just gotta make
not.
Sure.
Hey man, if
I
we got,
that
we got
right
anybody that prays a lot,
we teach each other a lot of things. Though we do, we teach each other a lot of things.
Like what?
Hand
teach
on
us.
The trigger.
Teach me what y'all teaching over there?
I teach him a lot of things.
Like what? How to put you a picture? Know?
How
Instagram.
To talk again?
No. Look, you press this, daddy, it goes straight to Snapchat.
No,
look,
I had
not
to,
everybody can
I
see.
I had
it.
To set up his Facebook page and teach him how to.
You
use
set up
it.
His Facebook page
and teach him how to.
This
use
nigga
it.
Just got a Facebook page. They ain't been together but a year.
He just got one.
She like, got it. She got to put ago. This nigga clothes on. This is how old he is.
He didn't want a Facebook page. Now that nigga real kid's going to find him.
Do he got kids?
Nigga got
yes,
a daughter your age.
His son is 23.
Nigga, you ain't between
26. Oh, he
can't.
Oh, he ain't it 22. Hey, look, I want you to kill me.
How
dad.
The hell you
going to
be?
The money
how
the
stepmama
going to
be 23? 26.
His son calls me, mom.
Man, he trying to fuck.
Like hell.
What's up with them titties, mom?
See, this the book. This the book I read.
Why
like
do I
four
gotta
pages
lie?
And throw this shit out the window.
Why
like,
I gotta lie?
Bullshit.
This is real life right here.
This the worst
book
in the world.
His son calls me mom.
His son ain't never said nothing disrespectful.
You know I can't even say that on the
hold
word.
Up, Flack. Hold up. That nigga ain't never said nothing disrespectful to you, 23-year-old son. You 26.
No,
cause
he
Carlos,
to me
he's the G
me.
Word.
He ain't never tried to fuck you. That
no.
Nigga ain't real.
What?
I wouldn't give
he's
a fuck. I would try to fuck in front of my daddy. Yeah, keep leaving that home by yourself if you want to, nigga.
He respects me.
Try to fuck me, daddy.
She had on video. She hide up on the pillow. Stop.
She trying to break this family up.
She a hoe pop. You call it daddy. Pop, pop.
She trying to break the family up.
It get quiet in hell at the family. Mm-mm. There they go.
I was worried, though, when I first met his family, like, if they would accept me being that I'm with.
They gonna fuck around and put antifreeze in your shit.
But they
she
like
playing
me.
With Deacon Thomas.
She
like
introducing
that.
Him to her dad, to his dad, and his daddy then saw the pictures on there. Yeah, that girl that was on the media take out. I seen her. Uh-huh. I seen that ass. I seen them titties.
I remember them titties. That's that girl.
Her name's Shaniqua. She be doing them video with Gucci Mane. I seen them.
I know
Shaniqua.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
shit,
God.
Shaniqua Adam.
Popping that pussy.
She was on that video with Lil Boosie.
I don't think his family knows about those things.
Everything popping that pussy.
Man, you crazy as hell. Everybody know about that shit.
His sisters know.
Hey, when your news leak, it can send an alert to my phone. I'll be like, ooh, shit. New titties.
I fucked with you.
You did.
Until I realized you a murderer.
That's what's up, man.
I got a whole nother aspect on your ass.
It's a lot of women out there like that. That's what I'm saying. They're doing
25 years of life, too.
I can't. I'm not going to kill them. We going to live a long, happy, prosperous
life. Did y'all hear that shit? That it was a murder line. I'm not going to kill them.
We live a long, happy, prosperous life.
Fly, you ever put a chick on your insurance?
My mama.
So you wouldn't put your girlfriend on insurance? Why?
My mama.
What if you put her on your insurance?
My mama.
Right.
Shit. Well, I always point at that chopper just remind them. You see that shit? Don't never let me have to use that shit.
You got your girl on scared straight.
You're fucking right.
Cheat on me if you want to, bitch. Your insurance is over with.
You
what
see
the
that?
Fuck?
I load it and cock it back. You see that?
I kid, yo.
Yeah, yo. You see this shit? Shout let it be out. You on the other end.
Shout out to Bae. I love you.
No, shout out to all the real couples out there.
A nigga named Gerald. Deacon Gerald.
No, he doesn't have an old name.
What his name?
I ain't going to say it.
Good nigga about to die.
I ain't going to say it.
Shout out to all the old couples out there.
He has a sexy name.
Who done got beat up before and still stayed
together. What, like Steve?
Hey, bro, you and your girl ever got into a fight and tried to act like y'all wasn't before the police get there?
Ain't no police being called.
By the time the police get there, y'all done made up. No, that must have been upstairs. That wasn't upstairs.
You ain't even calling the Uber.
You at the wrong house.
Nigga, I threatened the Uber one time. Me and my girl got into it, right? She called the Uber. I said, fuck nigga, drive over here if you want to. I bust your shit. He was like, excuse me, ma'am, you have to call somebody else. I'm like, yeah, fucking right. Yo, drive over if you want to, fuck nigga. You better delete that. Decline it. X out. You just lost money, fuck nigga. Yeah.
You are angry ass nigga.
Hey, boy.
You done been through some angry shit with these girls.
That nigga hung up too.
Tell me some of this shit you done been through with some of these crazy ass girls.
Man, I don't fight my woman. You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
What you do to
so
get back?
So one time she was got down, we were tussling this shit. She had no pop me in my shit, right? So I'm like, ooh. Man, in the industry, I'm like, if I punch your ass, I know you ain't going to, you going to post a picture. You going to take like 2 months for that shit to go down.
That shit coming back.
That shit going to come back on a nigga. So then what I did, she tried to kick me, so I grabbed her leg.
What?
Fucked her leg up. That could have been your face. I'm like, fuck. And she was like, sorry, babe.
Do you hear this shit?
I hear
real.
It. I can't, yo.
That is petty.
She tried to kick me.
Hey, one thing about this nigga, you gotta believe what he say, cause he's.
I believe everything.
Babe, am I lying? Off that leg go. Like, fuck wrong with you? Then she called an Uber. Fuck, nigga, you better not drive over y'all. Beat your ass.
Bro, have you ever know? Soon as they find out that you don't hit women, they beat your ass every time
nigga,
you get mad.
I went in her face. She told me, you ain't gonna do that.
How it sound when she hit
like,
you?
Cause I was up close. She couldn't really hit me like that. She was like,
that bitch hit me in my face, man.
I grabbed that leg. I took it out. I tried to goddamn, but I tried to take the cab almost with me.
Bruh.
I can't.
Those girl punches don't even hurt. Man. They catch you off guard. Like, this motherfucker
nigga,
just punched me.
She hit me with the phone one time, right?
Nigga, one time a girl punched me so hard, I switched two lanes. I'm like, I'm going to get away from this bitch in the car. Like, you say you tripping. Let me get over because you fucking around and hit me in that lane.
Let me tell you what she did.
That's
right?
The abusive lane over there, bitch. Don't you hit me.
She had my phone out, right? So let me tell you something, Philly. If your girl ever checking your phone, roll your windows up. I'm on the expressway. And all of a sudden, she like, really, nigga? I'm looking
she
in the rearview
the
mirror.
Phone
I'm like,
out the window.
I'm seeing car running the fuck over all my shit over. I'm just like, you know what? Wait till I get home. It's like getting a whooping. I'm gonna tear that leg up.
I cannot.
Don't go to sleep. You better go to sleep standing up.
Shout out to all the old dudes that save their pennies and quarters.
Yeah, man.
Them ain't the niggas you fuck with.
No, he gives them to me and them things cash up. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to give a shout out to
I just cashed him in and got like $500.
You did?
You've been saving for like a year.
You know what I bruh, see?
Not, bruh, she cashed in $500 worth of change. That nigga been collecting that change for 13 years.
You got money. You signed up for money. You cashing everything the nigga got. Bae, give me everything you don't want.
Shaniqua done took all my change. I ain't got no change to wash my goddamn clothes or nothing. Shaniqua got all my quarters.
All my coins.
I can't.
All my collectibles.
He has a very good watch.
They call collectibles. I don't, all my man. Collectibles.
Listen. Hey, man, he going to listen to this shit. Bro, we was just making fun of you.
No, niggas,
expense.
I'm trying to save you. Stop. Right. Cancel that shit. No, cancel call the politics.
He's too far gone. He's madly in love with me.
That's listen, do you hear this shit? Mm-hmm. Do you hear her tone? Cancel that shit. Cancel the policy.
Shout out to Bae.
Make, let her go to sleep first, nigga.
That's
for sure. See you later on.
Fly, before we get out of here, throw the people a few more signs and let them know they in love, man.
Hey, man.
On the way out.
And you ain't got to be fucking. You just your bitch and get in line. You in love.
Hey, what's up, bro? If you fart on your girl and she just fart back on you,
mm-hmm.
y'all in love.
Now, if you can dig in your toes and still finger your hoe, you in love.
If you jump, if you in the shower and she come in and pee, y'all in love.
Real nigga shit.
Real nigga shit, bro.
Real nigga shit.
Hell yeah. Bruh, mm-hmm. if you, it don't matter what you eating. If your girl don't want a piece, she don't love you, bro.
Now if you could walk around the house in your drawers and her friends at the crib.
What?
What?
If you could walk around it in your drawers and her friends at the crib. Y'all in love.
I don't know what type of fucking no, Hugh Hefner life you looking at.
Man, look. Hey,
this nigga like, living ghetto like, family.
Who out there? I'm about to take a shower. Fuck that. And I'm going to the kitchen.
Hell yeah.
No, I knew I really loved him when he ate the last little bit of my caramel popcorn. I didn't get mad.
Do y'all hear that bullshit?
That's what's up.
World. I didn't get mad.
When he ate the last of my caramel popcorn.
And I didn't get mad.
Because you signed the life insurance. What are you getting mad about?
Because... caramel popcorn is like everything to
this
me.
Nigga is retarded, bro. All right, we gonna get you back on them pills, Fly.
No.
Nah, we getting you back on them pills, bro.
Listen to me. We are talking to a mass. We don't know who else she done did this shit to. Are you a widow?
No.
What the fuck she is?
No, how?
The last nigga paid for your wigs. He about to die. You on his life insurance. This new nigga, you on his life insurance. Y'all only been together for a year. I'm telling you, I watch Fatal Attraction all the time.
I can't, yeah.
That's, what if that's her thing? She just find niggas to put her on different kind of insurance.
I'm going to send y'all an invitation to my wedding.
I come too. Ran off.
I'm damn sure going to call. As soon as they say, who object? Hey, come. Call that shit out, player.
Drop your social media one more time, Shaniqua.
I am Shaniqua Adams.
Fly, what's your... Do you want to be any more famous?
Man, I'm going. Bro, I think it's a $30,000 reward for this motherfucker right here.
Okay.
I done seen her picture somewhere.
She
it's at the post office.
Don't worry. She'll be locked up
by tomorrow. She can't write checks at
tomorrow.
Foot Locker either.
What?
Can't write no checks at Foot Locker.
What does that mean?
Is the credit cards in your purse in his name?
This nigga.
No. Those are all mine.
Y'all got joint accounts?
We have one.
This nigga is great.
You got it misunderstood. I got my own money. I don't
need. You got a joint account with the last nigga. Y'all broke
okay.
up. And you still got the damn account.
Oh, no, how? Not him. My damn, current. We have a joint account.
Gonna,
I don't really speak to my ex-boyfriend.
See, we're going to bring you back for the financial analysis.
No, bring her
episode.
Back next year. I want to see if she's still with this nigga.
And I'm
going to
be.
Is he dead?
I'm going to be.
He ain't going to be dead, but he going to be wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
That arthritis is a motherfucker, bro. When that shit
and
start
I'm
gonna
go get us a
bones,
town and country van, and I'm gonna roll him around in it.
That's what's up, Shaniqua.
But what if he get in a hover round? You ain't gonna want to fuck no nigga in a hover round. Hey, baby, let ride. You want to see this shit go down the steps? You ain't gonna want to fuck no nigga in a hover round.
Help! I'm falling and I can't get up.
Do he got a life? She fuck with a nigga that got a life alert.
One of them tubs with the dough on that bitch.
Can't.
You gotta take the damn seat out the damn shower just to get
I
a shower.
Can't.
Do not take Cialis if you take nitrates for chest pain.
I can't. I can't.
Do he take Viagra?
No, he doesn't have to.
That's what's up, man. DC Young Fly, it was always a pleasure, man.
Hey, man, we
being
had a
in
good
the
time.
Studio with you. Shaniqua, you gonna come back?
Absolutely.
I know you hang with other bitches that just like you.
My best friend is
bring
38.
Bring out them bitches. Bring out them hoes.
My other friend.
Bring out them sluts. We want to talk to them.
I don't hang with sluts.
All right, bring them bitches and hoes. Let's talk hey, to
for real though. Me and DC, Young Fly, we've been doing this show for a minute.
I had a
now.
Good time. It's
really and you know what, Fly? Murderer, right? This was crazy though. Shanika actually listened to the show.
You do?
I do.
I can't wait to come out.
That's why I was like, yo, for real, I gotta get on.
We go. You know what we're gonna title this?
What?
Murderer.
This you know the name of this episode, what? Shanika? It's gonna be Shanika Adams, Ass Insurance.
Yes. It's gonna be Shanika Adams, Afterlife.
Ooh.
I can't.
That's it right there. Afterlife.
I can't. How about we do Shanika Adams, Peanut Butter, and KY Jelly?
She don't use KY.
No, it's another kind that I use. I forgot the name. Oh,
that means that pussy dry.
No.
Using that no, KY
you can't.
Dry.
Well, first of all, when you have anal sex, you little, can't just bro, go in there
look how all the girls
like
laughing silently like, he don't know.
No. You have to use KY jelly if you're going to
hey, baby,
sex.
do we use KY?
Oh, my
why?
God.
I spit on that dick. Get right on in that on.
How you gonna ask her a question to ask? Baby, don't we be fucking? Damn sure be fucking. Feet all in the air. Balls hitting the booty. Don't it, baby? Baby, when I'm eating that pussy and it fart, don't I just keep eating it? Don't it?
Okay.
Don't I, baby? No. Baby!
Shout hey, out man. To all the men with the gray taco meat on their chest.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Indeed.
I and love y'all.
And you're not listening to 85 South, man.
Hell.
And that's conclude this
much
interview.
Love to all the women who got nipples that look like Sorry game pieces. If you ever played Sorry, that's hilarious.
I can't. Yo, I'm done. Yo. S. Adams Collection. Check us out.
Hell yeah. Much love to all the ladies who don't own a lot of panties. You got like 3-4 pair and you just work them out, switch them out. Much love to all my bitches with only 2 bras.
We not
going to
say nothing, but and we go.
Much love to all the lesbians with small fingers.
Oh, yo. Shit.
I'm good.
Oh, shit.
85.
85. 85. 85.